And that brings me, I realize there's a lot of, I must have some kind of bias towards marine landscapes, water, shore, swimmers. I'm stalling because I'm doing this annoying thing that I hate when other people do it, which is they can't find a poem in their own book. And it, I always think it's such an act, and then I really couldn't. But here it is. So I guess maybe it's not always an act. It's called Close Your Eyes, which you'll be free to do shortly. Close your eyes. Waterfowl lifting off water their feathered cargo, and the water after, just after, trembling like water, of course, muscular, then like a half-held belief, not only that affliction trumps rescue, but that it should finally. Why not? All along the shore, I considered the difference between the body as announcement merely and as instruction, and could not decide. As if that urgency that had burned always around the need to decide about everything, and as if absolutely, had at last stopped its burning, or now burned more dimly. Wasn't the salt air many things besides salt? Hadn't it always been? Semen, rogue lilac, late flowering scotch broom. Just as long as we get there eventually. Wasn't that it? Misunderstood intention? Intentions understood where, from the start, there were none. Bleached driftwood, the exposed roots of trees whose names I'd known once, some I remembered still. For others, I made names up. Some I couldn't decide. Some victories depend proverbially on surprise. Others, the bulk of them, on flexibility, displayed fan-like in the face of what might look at first like defeat, like a chance gone missing. Remnant fog, the glittering shore, like a life or a version of it that I'd grown so used to, I'd forgotten it almost. I'd forgotten you. Trust me. Trust me the way one animal trusts another. Thanks.